The agency that dedicates itself to Americans who serve in the military has been in shambles. The Veterans Administration has been rocked by a scandal that led to the ouster of VA Secretary Eric Shinseki 1 year ago this week. Among the problems, tens of thousands of vets could not see a doctor at a VA in Phoenix because of long waits. The facility lied about its caseload to make it look good. And that revelation brought scrutiny to the VA hospitals across the country. At least 35 vets died because they could not get in to see a doctor. Patricia Keim is senior writer at Military Times. Patricia, what has happened since the VA scandal first broke?
Well, since the resignation of Secretary Shinseki, Congress passed a sweeping reform bill in August allotting $15 billion to improve wait times at veterans' health facilities and also to provide veterans better access to health care, including mental health services, hire more doctors. That is what the money is intended to go for, and they've been working toward that end.
And what were the main problems they were trying to rectify?
If you went back to the headlines in 2013, the issues at VA were about claims and benefits. The issues that really drove this to a head and to the resignation of Secretary Shinseki involved patient wait times and access to health care. Patients were waiting, in cases, months to get a primary care appointment, a specialty care appointment. And the allegations at Phoenix drove things to a head because a whistleblower alleged that several people died while on the waiting lists. What they found was that there was problems throughout VA of veterans being able to access care.
Okay, so at the time that all of this was revealed, what did Congress mandate of the VA?
Well, Congress told VA that they needed to improve access to care and gave them this opportunity to provide veterans with care at private facilities called the VA Choice Program.
So they could take some kind of voucher and go to any local hospital so they wouldn't have to travel. For some, that was very difficult for an elder vet. They wouldn't have to travel to a VA facility.
Right.
And how many of those vouchers did they give?
Well, they gave out 8 million choice cards.
To 8 million vets?
Yes. However, not every veteran who received a choice card is eligible. The eligibility rules are you have to live 40 miles, at least 40 miles from a VA facility, or you have to have been waiting 30 days for an appointment. And to date, only about 50,000 appointments have been made.
So is 50,000 as bad as it sounds?
50,000 is disappointing. Congress is not happy with that, given that there are people still on waiting lists. And in fact, in the last few months, the wait times for those waiting more than 90 days have more than doubled.
And what's the problem?
Well, the Deputy Secretary for Veterans Affairs, Sloan Gibson, says that since the scandal broke and since the choice cards have been issued, many more veterans are seeking care. So that's one of the issues. The other issue is VA needs to hire more doctors and social workers.
And this was one of the mandates as well by Congress.
It is. Part of the $15 billion is $5 billion to hire new personnel and improve facilities.
How many more personnel?
They want 10,000.
Yes.
And to date, they have hired about 2,500.
2,500, so like 25% of what they were supposed to have hired by now?
There has now been a deadline, but it has been a long slog.
You say the waiting times have actually gotten longer for some vets who want medical care. Since these revelations were announced in the first place, how could that be?
Well, the VA says that more veterans are seeking care than they expected, and the increased demand has increased the wait times. Add that to a shortage of providers, and then compounded with the inability for some veterans to access the new program that would send them to civilian care, and you have longer delays.
How much pressure is Congress applying on the VA to rectify these problems?
It's significant. They have, in the last couple of weeks, issued two subpoenas to VA for information on two separate issues, one involving a medical center where a doctor was providing extensive amount of painkillers and opiates to veterans, the other one about whistleblowers at a Pittsburgh medical center. There have been a constant barrage of hearings. They are constantly asking VA for information.
And to be more transparent.
So I know VA is feeling the heat, but they're also doing, you know, they have a new secretary. So they are trying to steer the ship, and they say it's tough to steer such a large ship, but they're trying to put it on the right path.
Patricia Keim covers military health care and medical issues for Military Times newspaper. Thank you.
Thank you.